Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to, what is it, episode 5? Episode 6 of Cavs Corner this year.
I just know that for the whole year, it's episode 75, whole year, whole series, episode 75.
Episode 75.
It's the, I was going to make a Hunger Games reference there, but I can't.
Think of it?
I can't think of what the 75 year anniversary was called.
We'll put you up as tribute.
Yeah, I volunteer. Geez, you're in a good mood today. Yeah. Unlike last week.
All right. I heard okay. Some people thought that, you know, I didn't didn't perform as well as I normally do in Cavs Corner, so I have to perk myself up this week.
I'm still trying to think of what that thing's called, the 75 year on the
You know what, we'll get through the podcast and hopefully...
They call it the quarter quill or something, but I just don't know if there was a difference. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm going to get roasted by some Hunger Games fans.
Let's just get straight into the NBL 1 men and women's GYG Senior Cavaliers results. Ash, on the weekend, we had a game here at the Fortress against the Melbourne Tigers. NBL won.
And the crowd showed up. It was great to see. I couldn't make it down here. My wife was working overtime shift, so I was home with the kids, but I was watching the stream, as everyone should do when you can't get to the game or you can't get to the away games. You can stream it live and free on the NBL 1 app, and I casted it on AirPlay to my TV, so even better. I watched it on the telly. Shout out to Braden and Trent. I think they did a good job on the commentary, but it was fantastic to see in the crowd. It just built all night, and I think we would have had close to 1,100 people in the building by the conclusion of the men's game. So shout out to the Cavs fans for showing up and showing the support, because it doesn't go unnoticed. I mean, we obviously notice it every week because that's part of our job, but the players, it doesn't go unnoticed. They love it. They appreciate it. So shout out to the fans for showing up. But let's jump into the results.
Yeah, Case Cavaliers defeated by Melbourne Tigers 85-77.
That was the NBL 1 women.
That was the NBL 1 women. Sharma Abadi, Ray White, Cranbourne Player of the Week, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Ezra McGoldrick, 10 points, 6 rebounds. In a tough loss, they will bounce back next week.
Yeah, hopefully. I think they've got all the right things there to keep going well. They probably didn't start off, I don't think, the way they would have liked, but they definitely bounced back throughout the game, and they sort of kept with them. And then Melbourne got a couple of good ones towards the end, and it's sort of that... What's that, 9 points or 8 points? That doesn't probably reflect. It's probably more like a 3-5 point, 3-5 point, not 35. 3-5 point game in the end.
Yeah, so. Defensively, I think it wasn't great in the first quarter. I think we let them get out to like a 14-point lead.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We never sort of really got back from that. But I'm sure they will this coming week, where they play Keilor away at Keilor on Saturday night.
That's right.
NBL men, 81, defeated by Melbourne Tigers, 83 in overtime. Again, another overtime loss there for the men. So, we just know that the passion is going to be burning in them there, because they're not going to enjoy that loss. It's really going to hurt. And you know what? They put on a great performance, so we know they're going to bounce back this week when they play Keilor. Shout out to some players here. Hunter Marks had 19, 7 and 2. Nate Roberts, 13 and 17 and 2 assists. It's a big man, gets a rebound, doesn't he?
Loves a rebound.
And Tyler Robertson, fan favorite, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. So well done to all those players. And again, I did just touch on it. We'll probably touch on it again later. But this Saturday, live and free on the NBL 1 app, you want to follow the Casey Cavaliers NBL 1 teams, you can watch them live and free on the NBL 1 app, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. over in Keilor.
Yeah, perfect. Now, I'm just noticing that my microphone is on the outside.
No, you've done it.
And Colleen...
You've upset Colleen.
Colleen's going to be mad at me because she thinks it's better on the inside, so I apologize, Colleen, for that. People don't know Colleen is my beautiful partner's mother. So, yeah, sorry, Colleen.
You've upset her. You've done it.
I'll fix it for next time. Moving into the Youth Champ space now. We had our Youth Champ men... kick off our triple header here on Saturday night. They got a victory over Eltham, 81-76. Some big time players there from Joel Robson, 23 points, 7 rebounds and 2 steals. Blake Shakeland, Mr. Consistent, 14 points and 10 rebounds. And Cedric Rolt had 12 points and 3 rebounds.
And the Youth Champ women, they headed over to McKinnon. I believe they play those games at GSAC, so sorry if I got that one wrong, but I think they went over to GSAC. They got a big win, 93-58. Caitlin Field had 28 points, 7 rebounds, and Mike Nightingale, 25 points and 5 rebounds. So that's pretty good. 53 points between those two players. They almost beat McKinnon Cougars on their own.
Yeah, I feel like Mike has put up 25 points every single week for like the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, she's having an outstanding season.
Yeah. Speaking of Mike Nightingale, 25 points. How many minutes do you reckon she played?
33. It's out of 40, for those who don't know. 33?
She played 21 minutes.
Half a game. Half 25 points in half a game.
Yeah,
jeez.
Unreal. Unreal.
That's all you got for that? Unreal. That's it.
It's unreal. What else are you going to say about it?
All right, this Sunday, back here at the Fortress, we've got a 12:30 p.m. Youth Champ men's game. It's the only game here for the weekend, so a bit of light on the Senior Cavaliers base for the GYG Senior Cavaliers this weekend. But 12:30 p.m. Sunday, get down to the Fortress, show some love for the Youth Champ men. As we said before, live and free on the NBL 1 app on the Saturday night, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., they take on Keilor. And then The next NBL 1 home game here at the Fortress. Take us through that, Matt.
Yeah, so it's flag night. So we
flag night. Oh, we didn't bring flags again.
No, we gave away 150 flags on the weekend.
And my feedback that I got, disappointed kids that they didn't get one.
Well, you know what?
Gotta come next Friday.
They do have to come next Friday. We're giving away all of our flags.
Well, not all of them, but every single Casey Jr. that walks through the door will get one.
Well, if there's 1,000 people here, we're giving away 1,000 flags.
We do have 1,000.
We've got 1,000. So if 1,000 juniors rock up, we're giving away 1,000 flags. We'll open up the mezzanine. It's going to be pumping in here.
If 1,001 juniors show up, I apologize to that one junior because I've only got 1,000 flags. But 1,000, that's a lot of flags. Yes. Like, we probably average a good crowd of about 500 juniors. So we're prepared for you this time. Friday, the 6th of June, get down to the Fortress. It is a Friday night. There is no VJBL on. So I don't want to hear any excuses. Oh, we've got to go down to play VJBL. You don't have it on. So get down here to the Fortress. Show some love to the NBL men and women. And then that leaves your whole weekend free, unless obviously you're participating in the National Junior Classic, which we'll touch on a bit later, or the Nutterwater Tournament or any other tournament that might be happening that weekend.
Fantastic. And you can keep up to date on all our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we'll jump straight into our sponsors, Ashley.
Guzmán y Gómez, fast food your mum says yes to, and athletes say yes to.
That's right. Mog, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home. As always, going to build a better home with Carlisle Homes. Get in touch with us here. You'll get some cash back in your pocket when the build starts.
PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey Basketball with injury prevention and recovery.
Ray White Cranbourne, get in touch with Peter and Chaminda at the Ray White team. They've got all your property needs sorted, buying, selling, property management, they'll sort you out. And good shout out to them too. They came down and watched the game. I heard them loud on the stream. They were getting up and about. So I'm sure they enjoyed themselves at the NBL 1 game on the weekend.
Yeah, we did see Peter and the team there in their own little corporate box. Intersport Cranbourne and Casey Central. Fantastic sporting goods store. You can pretty much get everything there.
Everything for any sport, I believe. I've been down there a few times. Yep. They've got a lot of things on offer. I've skipped one there. Cranbourne Mazda, podcast sponsor, Zoom Zoom. They've got a car servicing offer. Any make, any model, go see the team at Cranbourne Mazda. I'll sort you out. You're going to buy a new car? Let them know you're from Casey Basketball because they'll give you the best deal available and they'll even chip in a bit more to the association. So helping out the club, and that lets us put on some more free programs and some fun things like this too.
Fantastic. Universal Athletes Center. They've got quarter courts, shooting bays. They've got the lot. They've got wet recovery, dry recovery. They've got a gym facility, personal training, anything you want out of a gym, they have Universal Athletes Center. Get down to them.
And word has it, first Friday night game of the year this year, which means they won't be as busy like they are normally, obviously, flat out on the weekends. They're coming down.
Are they coming down?
Yeah, Jason and the team are coming down to enjoy the game. So fantastic. We'll see you there. Mortgage Choice Clyde, get in touch with Daniel and Sarah. If you're looking to finance or refinance, they'll get you the best rates available.
Fantastic. The Clean Ranger, pew pew.
That's your favourite part of the day.
Polky will sort you out with all your cleaning needs, commercial, residential. He's got you covered.
The Amazing Grace Cranbourne. They've got great steaks, even better Palmers. Go see them on High Street Cranbourne for your next function or just to go out for dinner.
And Goat Labs Australia.
Go check out their website. They've got we've got the league starting hopefully early August. So, you know, registrations are open for that. So get in touch with them and we'll look to launch that soon.
Perfect.
Merchandise. So get in. Merchandise. So if you come down on NBL 1 Gaming and buy merchandise, you can buy it from the office. You can order it online, caseybasketball.com.au/merchandise. We've got everything on offer on the website. We've even got the fun stuff, the scarves, the can coolers, key rings. We've got basketballs, drink bottles, the new tracksuits. They look schmick. So you get online and purchase yours today.
Now, in terms of...
I jumped in there early. I've just noticed something too. You can afterpay.
Yes,
I forgot we set that up. We've had a few afterpay offers coming in. So if you're trying to get some stuff and you think, oh, I'm not sure if I can afford it right now, you can afterpay it.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that's all I had to add.
Yeah.
No, cut you off completely.
And speaking of merchandise, if you have any recommendations on things that you want to see in the store being sold by Casey Basketball, Casey Basketball branded, let us know in the comments or email ashmarketing@caseybasketball.com.au. We're happy to take your requests in and see what we can do.
Yeah, everything. Barbecue covers? Aprons?
Fancy coloured training shorts? Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
All right, Junior Cavaliers news. The National Junior Classic is coming up on the King's Birthday long weekend. We have 5 teams qualify this year. So we've got the under-12-1 boys, under-12-1 girls, 14-1 girls, 16-1 boys, and 16-1 girls. I'm just double-checking that is 5. It does look like 5.
Yep.
So shout out to those teams for qualifying for the NJC. If for those who don't know, you do have to qualify by finishing in the top 4 before the split of VC. And this is the best of the best from around the entire country will come down to Victoria to participate in this tournament. So good luck to those teams competing.
Awesome. Coaching applications open up shortly. So if you're wanting to become a VJBL coach, for next season.
Yep.
Applications will be available online shortly. Make sure you keep your eye out for them. We're always looking for new coaches.
And if you're a current coach, I do believe you have to do that application again too. So obviously we know who you are, but I think they get everyone to do them again. So keep an eye on that. School Sport Victoria. We've had some selections for that one. So do you want me to just knock them all out, or do you want to...
Knock them all out,
Ash. All right. So we've got the 12 and under girls, Destiny Windsor and Blaze Squires was listed as an emergency. 16 and under girls, we had Alyssa Brown and Ruby Mewitt. And 16 and under boys, we had Parker Rivett and Zach Morrell.
Awesome.
Well done to everyone there. I'm not sure when the school sport nationals takes place, so we'll keep you updated on how that goes, though.
Fantastic. In technical officials news, Alex Lithgow, one of our Casey referees, refereed her first ever NBL 1 game on the weekend. So congratulations, Alex, on being selected not only for the NBL 1 panel, but also competing in your first game.
And they are traditionally, and there's no easy games in NBL 1. We know that, obviously, from what I'm about to say. Traditionally, when there's new referees on board, they look at the roster and they go, all right, this game might be a little bit easier. Let's put them on that game just to, you know, step them into it.
Yep.
Who was it between? It's between Kilor and Kilsyth, I believe. And I think the impression was, and I don't know, I'm not going to, you know, this is just the impression that I think everyone got, was that Kilor, they've got a star-studded lineup. They were going to beat Kilsyth comfortably. The game went into overtime. Now, off the top of my head, I don't know who won it. I just know the game went into overtime. So I hope Alex enjoyed that because, you know, obviously overtime games, unless you're here at the Fortress apparently, don't happen too often. If you're here at the Fortress, they happen every other week. So well done, Alex. Keep up the great work. And I've got no doubt that you learned a lot from that first experience at NBL 1. Going to overtime, first game.
Yeah, crazy. Upcoming programs and events. 3-on-3 tournaments coming up on July 16th, Ash. There's 25 teams currently registered, I believe.
And we've been just touching on that here and there, but now is the time to get registration in because that will fill up over the next fortnight. And as always, if you don't get in, you miss out and you call us and say, oh, but I forgot to do it. We can't fit them more in.
Yeah.
Like it's at capacity when it closes. So
I believe the capacity is about 220 teams.
Yeah, and we're 10%
of the
way there.
And we're not going any more than that.
We're not even in June yet. Yeah. So get your registrations in. I don't want to hear any complaints later that you couldn't get in because you forgot to do it.
That's right. School holiday clinics are coming up. Registrations are open now.
Well, they will be by the time this podcast goes out.
Fingers crossed. Walking basketball every Wednesday, Ash.
Are you participating tomorrow?
If I get time off work, I do.
You have time. I might pop in and have a go. I very much enjoy it. After one basketball, what have we got? We already spoke about Goat League. Rep Ready, July 2025. So either this weekend or early next week. So Rep Ready is a program designed for current domestic players. So not current rep players. If you play rep somewhere else or at Casey, you don't need to do this program. But if you do currently play domestic and you're looking to try out for Casey for the first time this year, Rep Ready is the program for you. They'll take you through a whole bunch of skills and drills and even some of the basic systems so that you're prepared for the tryouts. The registrations for that will come out soon. The classes will start mid-July. I'm not sure about the cost and time. We'll have that online. It'll be, I assume, caseybasketball.com.au/rep-ready. But keep an eye on the socials because we always put the feeds up there. Done.
Awesome. Done.
That's the formalities done.
It is.
Any banter for me?
No.
Did you play football on the weekend?
I did not.
That's probably best for
I'm still injured, but...
Oh, you couldn't because you wear the triple header here.
Yeah, I was at the triple header. I'm also moving in this week, so I won't be able to play this week.
Moving into a new house. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting.
Now comes a long life of family and debt.
Yeah, a lot of debt.
It's very fulfilling.
It is very fulfilling. Sorry. Ash is just trying to figure out what
it's
I'm doing.
Hard. It's hard to talk to you there. You get some banter going. You're sitting here making paper airplanes.
Yeah, well, I want to go on holiday. I want to go on holiday, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I put up with every day. I'm like, hey, Matt, I need to get this work done. And you go, you sit there and you're just making paper airplanes and stuff.
Well, you know what? My brain's just over here. Voice is over here. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. You've lost me. The D's are back. AFL, the D's are back.
How'd you go? Did you kick a goal on the weekend?
Oh,
or
I didn't
did
get,
you play?
No, I didn't play. I didn't get picked. I don't go to training enough to get picked. I actually play for a club now where you got to go to training to get picked.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're
wild.
Cool. You do look a bit silly there when I'm looking at the camera and you've got your headset on the far side.
Yeah, it's a bit up dimmy nose too.
You upset Colleen. Anyway, get down to the Fortress this Sunday to support the Youth League Men, 12:30 p.m. Watch the NBL 1 live and free on the NBL 1 app this Saturday, 6 and 8 p.m. And get down to the Fortress Friday the 6th of June for Flag Night. Every junior gets a free flag, or every Casey junior. When I say Casey junior, that includes domestic. We're just not talking about the Sandringham people. They play Sandringham. Sandringham kids come down. You don't get a flag. You don't get a Casey flag. They're for our Casey basketball people. So get down on that night. Show some love. It's no VJBL. There's no domestic that weekend. Get your basketball fix.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you then.
Great. Oh, Congress 3-pointer. And the fortress erupts here. Hold up.